dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. This just in, President Trump is adjusting some of the tariffs on Mexico and Canada. He's granting an exemption for U.S. automakers. Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage. So the three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors.
Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch is watching for others.
The other two areas that I'm particularly looking at is if there's any movement on the tariff on Canadian energy. We get a lot of our energy from Canada, so that is one to watch. And then also lumber, aluminum, and steel, really three key inputs for home building.
The latest mass cuts to a federal agency could happen at the Department of Veterans Affairs. 80,000 workers, Michael Wallace reports.
In an internal memo, the VA's chief of staff says the department needs to return to its 2019 or pre-Biden administration staffing levels. More than a quarter of the VA's workforce are veterans, like Jeffrey Stewart, who works at the West Haven VA Hospital in Connecticut.
I'm nervous to see if I'm still going to have a job come March 14th.
The deadline for Congress to avoid a government shutdown. Veteran Bridget Prince is a patient at that VA.
If you start eliminating the workers, that means our care diminishes.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
On Capitol Hill, there's a hearing today with the mayors of some sanctuary cities. Allison Keyes has that.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson told lawmakers that fears of deportation make his city more dangerous, adding,
"We do not harbor criminals. We arrest them."
Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert blasted Denver Mayor Mike Johnston over an increase in crime in a Denver suburb.
"Proves you were shipping illegal aliens to Aurora. Their crime was increasing while you were hiding."
President Trump has claimed without evidence that criminals are pouring into the U.S. from other nations. Allison Keyes, CBS News. Washington.
There is severe weather in much of the country today. It's part of a massive system that caused problems yesterday in the South. Jacqueline Blakes lives in Shreveport.
I was actually in the tub praying and saying, "Lord, don't let anybody be harmed. Don't let anybody lose their lives."
There were two deaths in Mississippi. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore on what we're watching today.
Enhanced threat for severe weather from the Carolinas up into southeastern Virginia today. Watching for the potential of damaging winds and maybe even some tornadoes.
Multiple skiers are trapped after an avalanche in Alaska. Correspondent Wendy Gillette has that.
The company they were with tried to rescue the skiers, but was unable to do so because the snow is so deep. It's unclear how many skiers are involved. Troopers are trying to reach the site.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An investigation continues into a Racine County homicide last night. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after Caledonia police responded to a call about a juvenile possibly killing his mother last night. The teen surrendered to officers as they arrived to the home. They found the mother dead inside. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. The competency of a former Kenosha County school aide charged with several child sex crimes has been called into question. Anna Marie Crocker was in court this morning. Her attorney raised competency concerns. A judge went along with it, ordering an examination. Crocker faces charges in both Racine and Kenosha counties, with 12 felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. Racine's city council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing, there's no stuff, what I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain starts to mix with sleet and becomes all snow after 5 o'clock. Total accumulations look to stay under an inch, but a wind advisory is in effect. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour, gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour. This will make it hard to see and blow and drift that snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
So my friend Robin joins us from time to time, and I read this statistic, and this statistic doesn't really bother me too much, but let me just read it to you. It says, in a study of American fourth graders, one in three, or 33%, could not find their home state on a map.
That is kind of, ew, real. Now you said fourth graders?
Fourth graders, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, see, it doesn't really bother me so much that 33% of fourth graders can't find their home state on a map. I want to know how many adults. Seriously.
Well, it's funny because my granddaughter just turned 4 mm-hmm. Last week. Mm-hmm. And she's so advanced, you know. But we have gone over a lot of that stuff. And I know that she does that at her daycare and also other places that, you know, mom and dad do it. So I believe she could find Wisconsin on a map.
I was just, obviously I can find Wisconsin and all the states around me, but I was just doing a little interactive online quiz to see how many states out of the 50 I can correctly identify.
Okay.
And I did really well, except for those tiny little states up in the northeast corner. Those, you know, they're all bunched. As you go further west, they get bigger and easier to identify. Yeah.
Well, that's it. But it's like the Vermont, Connecticut, New Hampshire, all of those, that little cluster. And you know what always trips me up is Idaho and Utah. I don't know why. I mean, I know which one is which, but then I second guess myself and I'm like, So yeah, that's me.
Geography, never really my strong suit. I'm the guy who always thought that Portugal was in South America. So, you know.
Well, you know what country I love saying. Do you remember?
No.
Oh, I can't. I can't say Venezuela.
Venezuela?
It's Venezuela.
You can't say that?
I can't for some reason. Like, my brain turns off and I say Venezuela. But I don't know. So, yeah, that's me for you.
There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
For the night time, forget the day, day of up upside time.
Up upside time.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Up on the night time.
And it's time to groove.
All time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the night time.
Up on the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. For the
nighttime,
forget the day,
day of a tight time,
baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation,
on the nighttime,
it's a time to groove,
on time to groove,
I thank the Lord for the nighttime,
on the nighttime,
I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
Day of up upside time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Spin around.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You know, from time to time, we love to give away some fun stuff around here, and some folks found that out recently. Margie Vasquez, Jay Holland, Phil Wendling, and Orlando Cartagena all won tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. The comedian is very, very popular on social media and YouTube, travels all around the country, and he's going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair. So those folks won tickets. Congratulations to you. More concert fun is on the way, so keep listening or check out WRJN.com for details.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up, lean back.
dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
From 1962, it's Sam Cooke and Twist in the Night Away on WRJN. The Twist, of course, was huge at that time, and with artists like Chubby Checker and Joey D and the Starlighters landing huge hits with their Twist-inspired songs, well, it was time for Sam Cooke to have his hand at it, too, and I think it's one of the best.
Oh,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The competency of a former Kenosha County school aide charged with several child sex crimes has been called into question. Anna Marie Crocker was in court this morning. Her attorney raised competency concerns. A judge went along with it, ordering an examination. Crocker faces charges in both Racine and Kenosha counties, with 12 felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. Caledonia police are still investigating what happened last night. It was at around 10:30 when police got a call about a juvenile that may have killed his mother. When they got to the home on East White Manor Court, the teen was coming out of the front door. Police say he confessed and they went on to find the mother dead in the house. Preliminary findings indicate the victim suffered stab wounds and blunt force trauma. There's more than just a referendum on the ballot in Racine and Kenosha. There are contested seats on the Common Council in Racine, plus school board races in both communities. The Racine County Eye has a Get to Know the Candidates section on their website. Races are listed and candidates are sharing a little bit about themselves. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain starts to mix with sleet and becomes all snow after 5 o'clock. Total accumulations look to stay under an inch, but a wind advisory is in effect. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour, gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour. This will make it hard to see and blow and drift that snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The waves, the sand. Russia, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, I want to play you a song from 1964. This song went to number 3 on the charts and probably would have been a number 1 runaway hit if it wasn't for those pesky Beatles. At number 1 at the time was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. At number 2 was She Loves You. And this was number 3. It's Four Seasons and Dawn, Go Away on WRJN.
Pretty eyes of midsummer's morn. Hang
and Garfunkel on WRJN, your home for local news, where we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. And you can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Yeah.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. He's going to have in studio with him Chris Gallagher and Patrice Burnett of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, and they're going to unveil this month's poster on highway work zone safety. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see a little rain tonight, could see a little snow, too. Look for a low of 24. Tomorrow, sunny and 39. Friday, up to 39 as well.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Heard me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me?